This is a special presentation of Answers for Elders with Real Estate 55 Plus.
Well, happy Saturday, everyone. It's Answers for Elders Radio, and we are here with Madam Julianne Gibson from Real Estate 55 Plus, who is our sponsor of today's program. Thanks for being here, Julianne.
Thanks, Suzanne. It's great to be back.
You know, I am so glad you're here because you are kind of our guru about how to make these changes into housing. And it's not just about the sale of a house. It's totally about a whole process. And that's really what you guys do, which I'm so intrigued by what you bring to the table. And of course, we feature Real Estate 55 Plus on our in our Answers for Elders Academy. But Julianne, you guys do your own type of a program, which is called Aging with Choice.
We do.
Is that right?
We do.
What? Tell me about that.
Great. We created Aging with Choice as a workshop for seniors and their adult children to look at being proactive regard to aging and housing. And a lot of times people don't want to talk about it. Sometimes they do want to talk about it. But what we wanted people was to walk away with an actual tool in hand mm-hmm. and answers to some of their questions, especially in regards to their financial, physical, emotional, and spiritual health, and what's going to be the best option for them regarding housing and how they age.
You know, it's really, you really key in on something. It's like some people don't want to talk about it. I know my father, there was no way you were tearing him from his house, right?
Yep, we have people that are feel the same way.
And yet their adult children are concerned. They're concerned
they are.
A lot of times because they don't necessarily know that this is the right place for dad to be. And you know, I really believe that the reason why seniors oftentimes will hang on isn't so much that they are, you know, are just so stubborn about being there, but it's about fear. And it's about the unknown. It's about not understanding really how to change that mindset. And I think one of the things that you guys do in these workshops is you talk about how to embrace that change. Is that
correct? We do. And we, I mean, each one of the workshops could be done independently, but they are best when they're done in the three-step process.
Sure.
And the first one is, what is the right size home for my life? Which is exploring from staying in your current home to possibly moving to a continuing care retirement community, which offers very independent living all mm-hmm. the way through 24-hour skilled nursing and all the other options in between. The second one, which is a huge hurdle for many people, is what do I do with my stuff?
Right.
And so we take a look at how do you go about that process? What are the attachments that you have to items? What's a legacy you're going to bring, you know, leave behind?
Sure.
And then lastly is how do you embrace that change? And what are some of the resources and the tools in our experience working with seniors and their adult children mm-hmm. is how do you embrace that change where you feel okay letting go of the family home?
And not only, I'm sure that there's this element of I need to keep the home because my kids would be devastated if I sold the house, right? I mean, I'm sure you're running into that.
We run into that, but it's almost 50-50. Sometimes it's the adult children that are having a hard time letting go of the family home because they associate Thanksgiving and all the holidays with that home, which really isn't the house. It's the traditions and the memories surrounding the people and the relationships mm-hmm. inside those homes. Mm-hmm. And so we talk a little bit about how can you continue that legacy and pass that baton on to another family member.
Sure, sure. So what are some tips and what you talk about in embracing that change?
Great. Well, depending on the community that people possibly are moving to mm-hmm. and embracing that change is there's one. One is the letting go of the family home and what you need to do to finalize that process. Mm-hmm. And the second is moving into your next stage of life.
Sure.
And for many people, they've lost family. They've lost possibly a spouse. And so now mm-hmm. they're unfamiliar with where they're moving to. And that's the proactive piece of choosing the right community that fits your lifestyle.
And I'm sure with the memories of that loved one that is no longer with you, that's even harder.
It's very hard. So getting on board with the community relations director, activities director, or if you're an adult family home or a smaller community, the person that you can actually continue the traditions that you had at your home into that next community can make a huge difference. What I mean by that is oftentimes communities have an area that you can have maybe a cocktail reception, mm-hmm. or you could do a service on Sundays, you know, more of a celebration of this is where I'm going to be at for the, you know, the remainder of my life. And mm-hmm. I want to invite you and have you be part of this family. You can decorate holiday times or things you can do to embrace a change that are still going to incorporate family into
that. You know,
that.
It was interesting because it's very true.
It is.
When my mom was in retirement living, most retirement living communities will have a private dining room. And, you know, we made a point on mom's birthday every year is I reserved that private dining room and we had a, you know, a wonderful celebration for her. And, you know, I really think that they bend over backwards to really make the traditions last. We always used to have on Christmas Eve, we would make oyster stew.
Yeah.
And so I would bring in a pot of oyster stew on Christmas Eve because that was important to mom. They served it for us and they put us over in the little corner with everybody else. So it was just, you know, they do so much to really continue those things that are important.
They do. But the first part of the process is really, it's not mourning, but it's celebrating mm-hmm. the history and the memories that you've had in the family home.
Right.
And there are things that you can do. I know you've written an article on the 10 tips.
Yes.
And one of the things that really stood out to me was going into each room and talking about stories and kind of reliving
yes.
some of the history of the house and the relationships that you've had, either documenting those with video or writing those down.
And there's the funniest stories. And make sure you have video and you can go through every, you know, this hallway. Oh, I remember when this happened and everybody laughs or something happens. And then you have that for memories. And it was really fun. We actually played that video for my mom and she cracked up. She'd forgotten about a lot of different things, but it made her feel good about, wow, you know, my kids are in the process. You know, my family is understanding that this is a part of them too.
It is. My dad still lives in the home that I grew up in. And, you know, back in the 70s, we had a party line for our telephone.
Yep.
My kids find that fascinating that we had to go on.
Had it too.
We shared it with three other families. And I remember when the 80s, we had a phone that was just our own and it had a cord on it that was like 20 feet long, and I would tell the stories of it being wrapped around into different rooms. I could see how going through that process for some people it's yes. celebration, for others of us it's mourning, you know, that time is over.
Yeah.
And so everybody looks at that change a little bit differently, and we want to be respectful of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think too that talking about tips, I always recommend people write a letter to the new homeowners. You know, the people, they buy a house and it's meaningful to buy a house that has wonderful memories, that families shared some special things in, that can say, you know, I don't know a single homeowner that wouldn't honor that and say, wow, this is so cool of a gift that you gave me.
Absolutely.
As I'm purchasing this home.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, being a real estate agent, a realtor for 15 years and our affiliate members with Real Estate 55 Plus, we talk about an energy in a house.
Yes.
And oftentimes you walk into a home and you can feel a home that's been loved and you can see the evidence
Absolutely.
Of that if the home is still occupied. But even if when it's not, you see roller skate marks or you can see where somebody put their handprint, you know, in the sidewalk when it was being poured.
Or the lines on, as children grew up, the lines on the wall so you could measure as they grew taller.
Yeah, but what a great item to take a picture of and have it framed and then giving that as a welcome gift to a mom or dad or aunt or uncle
that.
in their new home and the environment. So they're taking a piece of that with them.
You know, and that obviously the emotional stress, a lot of people, they just don't like change.
They
change
don't.
Is overwhelming. And you know, some of us thrive on change. Some of us don't, you know, can't handle it. Bless my husband. He hates change. And he married me, huh? Josh is laughing back there in the corner.
But change is hard.
Change is hard.
For 12-year-olds, 24, 34, 44, 84, 104, you know, change at any age for some people looks very, very different.
And a senior, as they get more and more vulnerable, as they're starting to fail, You know, that fear gets even more so because now it's going into the unknown. So my thoughts are, and of course, I'm sure that you recommend this, is how much do you like introduce them to their new environment and things like that so that they can accept the change?
Well, I think it's extremely important to look at your lifestyle and what's going to make you happy and enjoyable, that you're going to be spending your time doing the things that you love. And so choosing your housing for, you know, the last part of your life, mm-hmm. that's going to align with what your passions and joy are, that's going to make an excitement. So when when a senior gets to choose where they want to live as opposed to where they need to live, that makes a big difference on embracing the change. And what I mean by that is being proactive about housing and making those decisions when you have the time to do the proper research, visit communities, ask the right questions. That process feels a lot better inside for both the adult child and for the senior themselves, as opposed to there's a crisis and we right. have to make a change based on need.
Right. So, Julianne, tell us how we reach you.
You can reach us two different ways. We have a 1-800 number, which is 1-800-964-1553, or on our website, realestate55plus.net.
Wonderful. And for those of you that are interested, Julianne is part of our Answers for Elders Academy, and we look forward to featuring her and all of her wonderful wisdom as we move forward. Julianne, I am so glad you're sharing this stuff because it really is important, and it certainly brings up the memories of so many things that I went through and certainly families are going through today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me again, Suzanne.
Thanks for being here.
Time to get back to Suzanne and more Answers for Elders.
And I'd like to again thank our guest, Julianne Gibson, founder and CEO of Real Estate 55 Plus, for sharing her knowledge with us. Just go to www.realestate55plus.com. And until next week, be good to each other.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.